changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with today's Chicken Soup for the Soul for you. And today I'm sharing two stories about how you can truly talk yourself into having a more positive attitude. The amazing thing is that even if you just pretend to be a more positive person, everyone will react to you differently. And then before you know it, it will be true. You will be a more positive person. This is proven over and over again in our new book, Chicken Soup for the Soul, Think Positive, Live Happy. It's so simple to implement these practices, and they are so effective. Christine Byron, for example, changed her life with just two words. These two words were, I'm wonderful. So what happened was that when she was a young mother, she went looking for a job that was flexible and part-time, and she became a Tupperware salesperson. And Tupperware had a training course for its new people, and the trainer taught the class the following. When you're asked how you are, instead of saying, fine, say, I'm wonderful. That's simple. And Christine started doing it no matter what kind of day she was having, no matter who asked her. She said wonderful instead of fine. So people started asking her why she always said she was wonderful. And she would answer, do you really want to hear about all the things that might be wrong in my life at any given time? Wonderful is a great answer. And Christine says this. She says, feeling wonderful is a choice every day. It's certainly easier to give in to the pressures of life, to let negativity invade our minds and souls. However, saying I'm wonderful at least once a day can become a habit that will change your life and the lives of those around you. And it's true, because everyone prefers talking to a positive person rather than a negative one. So try this. Say you're wonderful and see if people engage with you more, if they try harder to help you, if they shed whatever negative thing they were carrying around and respond to you with a more upbeat attitude as well. Saying I'm wonderful changes the dynamic. Christine changed the dynamic in her interactions with people by saying she was feeling wonderful. And Carrie Barney takes it a step further in her story called A New Way of Thinking Big, which is literally about thinking and acting big. Carrie wasn't actually feeling very confident when she started a college class called Introduction to Business. She worried that she would look like an idiot in the class, especially because the professor was very demanding. He was a retired criminal lawyer, and I guess he was accustomed to standing in front of a courtroom interrogating witnesses, so he would put the students on the spot in front of the whole class, asking them quiz questions and then making them defend their answers instead of him just telling them they were right or wrong. Carrie was terrified of this professor. But then one of her other professors saved her. It was in anatomy class, and they watched a TED Talk by Dr. Amy Cuddy. She is a social psychologist who had studied how body language affects self-confidence. Carrie says, Dr. Cuddy explained that humans could choose to take either high-power or low-power positions with their bodies. High-power positions involved taking up as much space as possible, standing up straight, squaring your shoulders, moving your arms and legs away from your trunk so that you look as big as you possibly can. Low-power poses, in contrast, involve making yourself look small, tucking your head and rounding your shoulders, and keeping your arms and legs crossed and held close. Dr. Cuddy explained that people who habitually used these high-power poses were hired more often for leadership positions. And just as cool was the fact that those power poses didn't just make people look better to the outside world. They actually found they had more self-confidence and truly felt more powerful. So pretending to be bigger and more powerful by standing in a power pose actually changed people's views of themselves, and they started carrying themselves differently, quite naturally. So Carrie tried it in her really terrifying class with that terrifying professor. Instead of hunching over and trying to hide, she sat up straight and she spread her feet out wide. And she even spread her books out, too, using the entire surface of her desk. And she told herself, I am big. I am strong. It is all right to be seen and take up space. She says, the effect of this was astounding. My professor answered my questions calmly and politely, as if he were talking to a colleague. And Carrie found that she truly was calmer and more confident. She realized that she could handle that terrifying class just fine. Eventually, she earned an A in the class. But the real success was in finding that sense of peace. Now, she says, every time she's making a presentation or taking a test, she spends a few minutes thinking big, giving herself permission to take up space and be seen, to stand up tall and strong. It never fails to calm her down and let her do her best. And her best, it turns out, is pretty good. I'm Amy Newmark. Thank you for listening to the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast. If you'd like to learn more about Chicken Soup for the Soul, Think Positive, Live Happy, visit our website, chickensoup.com, and click on the podcast button because you'll find the book there. And you'll also find links that will allow you to subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts or Google Play or wherever you like to get your podcasts so that each new episode will be automatically downloaded into your phone. You can also follow me on Twitter where my handle is @AmyNewmark and I'll post links to the podcast there as well. Come back for our next episode for a couple of great stories about, believe it or not, Christmas. Yes, our Christmas book is already out. And I've even waited a week before starting to talk about it. Anyway, in case you're thinking, oh my gosh, this holiday is starting in October now, and how commercial is that? Let me assure you that we'll be easing into it in our next episode with two stories about counting your blessings and seeing through to the true meaning of a holiday that is really, at its heart, all about giving.